we had, and that, we were two bachelors, so we're not the best housekeepers.
No, I understand. I am recording this, okay?
That's fine, I told the other officer I had no qualms about being recorded.
Okay, I appreciate it. As I said, I'm Detective Sharp at the Sheriff's Department, this is my partner, Detective Dan Andarian. It's about 15:47 hours.
Yeah.
Today is January 27th.
The deputy wants to speak to you. Detective, excuse me.
We answer to it all, so.
Oh, you are, and I'm sure you heard other words, but.
I've been called a lot worse, as I'm sure you're aware of.
Can we have a few minutes with him?
Oh, so you didn't need me right now?
Not just yet, I'll come and get you.
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am.
Oh, I'm sorry, I thought, I misunderstood you.
No problem, is that your daughter?
That's my daughter.
What's her name?
Her last name is different than mine, she's married.
Okay.
Her name is.
How old is she?
Is 52.
52, okay. All right. I'm sorry for the circumstances that led us to come to you.
I am too, I tried to prevent it, officer. I thought possibly, but you know, I called 911, I told them what I did. I mean, there were so many instances, this was just the finale. He's been threatening suicide, I caught him one time before he attempted it. This time he sounded more serious, he was going to employ gasoline. Told me, he said, you better get your car the hell out of the driveway. I said, why? He said, so when I burn the trailer and myself, your car's going too.
When did he tell you this?
2 o'clock this afternoon.
About 2 o'clock this afternoon?
Because I was just in getting changed to go to the doctor. And I said, can you wait till 3, Eric? Why? I said, I have a doctor's appointment. I said, otherwise I'll have to get another car. You know, I'm trying to minimize, you know. Don't make this a crisis situation. Yeah, let them in. What the hell? Everybody's welcome. And so what provoked it? Yesterday, I don't know how, but he got a hold of alcohol. I mean, it was not provided by any member of that. We used to do that for him, but we gave up on that. And I can assure you it was more than just beer. It was tequila or vodka or whatever the hell.
Hard liquor?
Hard liquor. Where he got the money, I have no idea. He has a broken back. He cannot work. I mean, all he does little odd jobs, but he hasn't done anything lately. I'm his sole support. I mean, I provide everything that he needed. So I gave him no money. I bought him no alcohol. I have no idea how he obtained it.
He doesn't get SSI?
I beg your pardon?
He doesn't get Social Security or disability?
We're fighting Social Security right now.
But he has no...
He had been turned down by SSI, and okay. We were in the process. He's pending an administrative hearing.
Okay.
Well, he was. Okay, so as I say, he was completely dependent on me.
Okay.
Anything he got or didn't get, you know, I provided. So, and his actions in the past have demonstrated that, I mean, as untrained as we are, we recognize the mental problem.
Can you tell me a history? Let me know. I didn't know your son.
At the age of 17, I had divorced his mother, and he returned to Pennsylvania with her. He did not return to California until, let's see, Kathy. 2007, my second wife died. And shortly after that, I was alone, completely alone. And I asked if he would come out. He said he had to bring his mom. I said, that's fine, you know, we were compatible. And so that's when he returned. By then, he was well into alcohol. It was very obvious.
Would you say he was an alcoholic?
Yes, he was an alcoholic, definitely. When I would have liquor in the house, I'm having my breakfast, he's having 2 shots for breakfast. Well, yeah, I'm talking Jack Daniels, good, you know, it wouldn't matter if it could have been anything. If it was alcoholic, he would drink. Excuse me, 1 minute. Hello? May I call you back? I'm with the deputy sheriff right now. Very briefly, what happened is my son went berserk. He challenged the deputies and they had to shoot him. My son is dead. Okay, so I'll schedule my next appointment. I don't know when, but right now. Okay, thank you very much. That was the doctor's, that was the nurse, well, that's not important. But anyhow, he came back, it was very obvious he was an alcoholic. He got himself a girlfriend, and his mother stayed here with me, and we, as I say, we were very compatible. And he was living on and off with his girlfriend, and somewhere along the line, coming back from the Chumash Casino, he has a motorcycle, he has a Harley hat, and he wrecked it, and when he fell, she was catapulted and hit him, broke his back. Well, he was taken to Cottage Hospital as an emergency patient, so they had to treat him. He had no insurance, and I have no insurance covering him. So, I mean, there's $100,000+ in unpaid bills, and when the spinal fusion didn't work, they inserted titanium rods, which are to be removed after subsequent operation. Well, we couldn't get him an operation.
When was the motorcycle wreck? What year?
Let me see. His mom came out in 8. He bought it in December. It had to be 09.
So in about 09?
Yes, it was up in Santa Barbara County, up some bridge or something that he hit the railing or I don't know.
Did you say he was coming back from Chumash?
What's that? He was coming back from...
Okay.
Yeah. So it was morning, so I imagine they drank all damn night. I wouldn't doubt that he was drunk when he accident.
Okay. So he had a broken back. This happened in 2009.
Yeah.
And then what?
And he applied to SSI and he was refused immediately. I mean, I criticized him because you're sitting there and telling your story and they said, well, the one doctor, his orthopedic, said, well, Mr. Strasser, you walked in here, you sat down. I can't say, well, you're not working. Because he could only sit for a short period of time, he could stand for a short period of time. He did his best when he's laying down, so that's where he got his most relief. Any medication he got, I don't know where he obtained it. It wasn't obtained medically because he didn't have a doctor.
Did you know him to take meds?
I know he used marijuana. That I'm sure of, and I'm sure that whenever he could, he got his hands on some pills.
Did you ever see him use any pills or any?
I never saw him using it. He never admitted to using it. But every now and then I could see where he is better, you know, he's getting relief somehow. But not always. I mean, he was in constant pain. I will admit to that. He was constantly in pain.
So you suspect that he was taking pills sometimes?
I suspect, yes. Whenever somebody was... he was very disappointed because when I broke my arm, the doctor prescribed something. Well, for me, it was pretty heavy. I ended up hallucinating over one pill. So
you suspect that he was getting some type of illegal drug or pill somewhere?
Yeah, I suspect he was. And when he found out that I wasn't going to take this medication anymore, he said, "What'd you do with the pills?" Well, we told him we left them with the doctor. My daughter... I think she got disposed of them. We would not allow him to have them.
Okay. And I take it, but based on your comments about you didn't know where you got the alcohol, you didn't keep alcohol in the house here?
I keep beer in the house. Okay. Occasionally, I like to have a highball, and as I say, I don't hide it from him, but as I say, I didn't comment either because it would only cause trouble where I'm having a cup of coffee, he's having a double shot.
Would he drink beer?
Oh, if it was alcohol, he'll drink it. His favorite is tequila. We thought tequila was driving him out of his mind. It was just alcohol per se, strong alcohol. Mm-hmm. Oh, he could consume quite a quantity of beer when he wanted to, but the distilled alcohol is the one that affected him. He got down to drinking cheap vodka. The results were the same.
Was he intoxicated today?
Definitely. He was intoxicated last night.
Okay.
That's when it started.
It started last night. You saw him intoxicated. Before last night, when was the last time you saw him intoxicated?
That'd be a couple of weeks. A week, at least a week.
So,
I mean, it was so frequent, Deputy. I probably should make note of it when I didn't see it.
A few things about last week?
Yeah, because my daughter was out of town, and he was more or less, he's supposed to be here taking care of me. That was the reason he came out in 05, to take care of me.
Did he come out in 05 or 07?
He was injured in 07, I believe. 07, yeah, I had my heart surgery in 07. No, he was injured after that. Let's see, my wife, second wife died November of 04, so he came out early part of 05, around March or so.
Okay, so in 2005 he moved back to California.
Yes, he moved in with me.
And his motorcycle wreck was in 2009?
As close as I guess, because I remember he had a previous injury back in Pennsylvania, and it was settled through an insurance claim, so he had a lot of money. And he could not get any further benefits as long as he had that cash. And $25,000 went to a Harley. The best thing that ever happened, he blew the engine. I thank God for that.
You mentioned his girlfriend. Whatever happened to her in that wreck?
They were not, I don't know how they stayed together. They were anything but compatible. And finally, I don't know what the final thing was, but it blew up to the point where he was finished with her completely. He had not had associated with her in mind.
What was her name?
Her name was
Yes, Dad?
What's last name? She lives over in the apartments down on... She's living with another girl. I don't know. All I know is her first name. You could probably get information on the Moose Lodge in Simi Valley. She was a former employee there, and that was a favorite hangout for Eric.
How long have they been broken up?
Oh, crummies. Months.
Months, okay.
Quite a while now, yeah. Quite a while. There was no attempt at reconciliation or anything.
So before before saying he wanted to set the trailer on fire today, when was the last time he made suicidal statements to you?
I think periodically he'd say, if I weren't, things like if I weren't here, nobody'd have any problems or anything. It's all because everybody is blaming me, He would not admit to any responsibility. Everybody is down here. They can't see his side of it. They don't understand him. And, so we're wrong and he's right. And that's all it is. And he said, if I weren't around, it'd be a hell of a lot better for him.
How long has that been going on?
Oh, Christ. I don't know how many years. I think it's been about 3 years ago. I as I told the other deputy, we had had one of our usual goes. I mean, when we get at it, I'm sure the whole neighborhood hears this, but for some reason, unknown to me, I got up and I went to the garage. At that time, I caught him slipping a noose over his neck.
When was this?
About 3 years ago.
I'll say about 3 years ago.
Yeah, he was out in the garage, he was on a chair, and he had the noose around, and so I just very calmly untied the other end, if you jump, And then I took it off and I said, what the hell is this going to solve, And we went from there and I don't remember the entire conversation. But that is the only...
It's the only time?
actual thing. Oh, like, he has threatened to emulate himself before, and the trailer, and...
So he's threatened several times, but...
Oh, yeah, he is always going to use... Well, today he came in again, and I think I told you where he said to remove my car and so forth. You know, this is a very disjointed interview, I realize. Not chronological.
You don't have to bother, sir. I know you've been through a traumatic event, so, I mean, don't worry.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just giving you things as I remember them.
No problem. So, he threatened several times over the last...
Many times he has threatened, you know, but it was always just, okay, fine, Eric, if that's what you want, you know, rather than argue and, okay, great, you want to do it, go ahead, Eric, I can't stop you, you know, you're a big man, you know.
Did he ever get professional mental help?
No. I begged him and begged him. I said, Eric, you're an alcoholic? Well, you drink. I said, Eric, that's not the point. I said, I have not gone to jail. I have not received a DUI. I have not destroyed any property. I said, these are all things you have done. I said, now you're comparing yourself to me. Yes, I drink. Periodically, I'm a binge drinker. I will... Maybe a day or two I'll drink, and then I'll go back to just a couple cans of beer. Yes. I mean, and so, I mean, that's his basis. If you can do it, I can do it. Well, that was his attitude.
Okay.
Everybody is wrong except Eric. Nobody understands him. And it's always me, always me. That's all I get out of him. I said, Eric, did you ever take a look at yourself? I said, you need help. I'm begging you. I said, I'll do any, if you want me to go and sit in a doctor's office with you and help you, I said, I'll do anything.
Okay.
He didn't need help.
Did he ever have any police interaction? Were the police ever called on him or anything?
4 years ago, I was just recovering from open heart surgery. His mother was alive at that time, my ex-wife, and for some reason, we had a very mild dispute, but I mean, I told Eric, I said, look, you brought her out here. Now, you're going to have to do some damn thing. Well, he had at least two handguns, a rifle, not God knows what else. But he took one of the handguns and walked out of the house with it. I asked him about it later, and he said, I was going to solve your problem for you. I said, what do you mean? So, well, she was a problem, and you told me to take care of it. I said, Eric, come on, let's be rational. That was what you're on. But back to, so my other daughter that was here, as they say, the whole family was here because of my surgery. Well, she saw the gun, and she panicked. She called 911, and they dispatched a deputy. Well, while the deputy's talking to me, what he did is he walked out, and he went up that hill over there. Furness, I guess it is, up that hill. Well, he was coming down, he could see the deputy's car, so he took the gun and he put it in the mailbox. And he came down and I said, that's my son. And they started talking to him, and they asked about the gun, and he told them where it was, and they asked, were there subsequent weapons in the house? And he told them where they were, they confiscated everything. And they told me, said, you know, under these circumstances, we're going to have to take him for 3 days confinement. And all I did was, I pleaded with him. I said, he has a broken back. They were very gentle with him. I mean, I cannot complain. You know, sir, will you please put your hands behind your back?
So
I watched them cuff him. They didn't cuff him tight or anything. You know, so, I mean, they did everything. And his 72 hours are up. I don't know why he didn't get in touch with me. He started walking. The highway patrol picked him up out on 126 someplace. And from there we...
Did he get home?
Oh yeah, he got home. I think one of his friends got him home. I mean...
Okay. Did the highway patrol arrest him or did they...
Oh, they didn't arrest him. They just got him off the freeway and probably took him down to Wells Avenue, you know, first off ramp or whatever.
What about the... Well, with mental health, did he ever have any follow-up with mental health, mental health?
No.
That was the only time?
No, never even paid them. So
out of his, since he came to California in 2005, that was the only time you know of that he ever had any mental health treatment?
That's the extent of his mental health.
Okay.
As much as when he finally got I'm sorry. When he finally got some insurance, he has a doctor, a medical doctor, that he's going to see. And I would tell him, when you go down, I said, tell her about your drinking. Tell her that you need help. I said, yeah. Well, he'd go down, the medication she would put him on would not agree with him or something. That was the end. My own conclusion, as I say, there's confidentiality, I don't know what went on. But my own conclusion was that's all he discussed, what he wanted to do. And I tried with my second wife to get help. She was an alcoholic. And with confidentiality and so forth, there's nothing I can do. And yeah, I mean, crying the phone, they appreciated my concern. They'll come over, what can we do for you? And,
yeah, there's only so much they can do.
Yeah, I know. So that's why I didn't even bother to follow up on it.
Today, can you tell me how things started today from the time you guys got up, what time it was,
okay,
and then basically walking through the hallway?
Well, that's my bed right there, because I can't lay flat. I have bruises.
So you sleep on the couch here in the closet?
No, I sleep in that chair. I have to be in an upright position.
Oh, okay. You sleep in this room?
Yeah, because
planer.
My ribs are hurting so badly.
Okay.
But anyhow, it started last night. I don't know what inspired him. Oh, okay. I walked to the bathroom, I walked back, and I'm out of breath. And I'm distraught. I just don't like the way I am. I'm so dependent on everybody, you know. And he said, I wish to hell you would stop whining. Get off your ass and do something. I said, Eric, I dress myself. I bathe. I can shower with one hand. I said, I do need help getting my shoes tied, but other than that, I said, I drove all day yesterday just to see if I could do it. So I said, I don't know what more. Well, you whine all the goddamn time. I said, Eric, I don't even get out of this house. I said, what do I have to, you know, people, how do you feel? What am I supposed to say? Oh, I'm a doctor. It's very obvious, you know. And so anyhow, that started it. And then he came back in for something, and dinner had just been prepared. I said, Eric, it's dinner time. He said, so? I said, are you going to sit down? I didn't think I was invited. I said, Eric, this is a family deal. I want you to. So he came and he ate portions of the meal, and then he went out again. And at least three times during the night, early morning, it was after midnight, he would come in. And he'd be talking to himself. I would not acknowledge him, so that way we wouldn't have any problems. So as far as he was concerned, I was asleep. And he would be talking to himself. And whatever he didn't eat for dinner, he made himself a meal. Then his little dog, he has a respiratory problem, which we're working on. Well, it's hacking, and it's... Well, he decided that he was going to take the dog out to the camper with him, and he ends up, I don't know if you can see him, but I have a lab about that big. He's calling one dog and taking the other one out to the door.
Okay, so Eric's taking the dogs out to the camper?
He took the lab with him, but he had called for his own little dog.
Okay.
But anyhow, then he came back in for something else and something else. So the three times he was in and out of the house, I ignored him completely, and there was no...
What time is this?
He'd come in, say, about 2 o'clock.
In the morning?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he did not sleep all night. He, from yesterday until today, he did not sleep. He'd go out there, and my daughter's in the back bedroom. She's closest to the... trailer, he would scream, he would carry on, he would yell, he would make noise like an animal growling. Then he would start laughing uncontrollably.
Okay.
And so he came in today, I don't know, oh, I know what. Came in today, I got up late, so we'll say it's shortly afternoon. And he was obviously intoxicated. And I told him, I said, Eric, there's no doubt you've been drinking again. So I said, so Do you see what it's doing to people? He said, wait a minute. I said, your sister's upset. Lori's upset. I said, I don't feel good about the way you... Well, I said, Eric, apologies don't cut it anymore. I said, you have to do something. And that set him off. And he started on Murray and his screaming and hollering, and I would not participate. And that's when he came back later. I know it was 2 o'clock because I had a 3 o'clock doctor's appointment. So I was getting prepared to go to Thousand Oaks. And he told me, he says, you better move your car. And he explained that he had doused the trailer and he had doused himself off, which I didn't believe because I could not detect the odor of gasoline. He was going to ignite it, and he said, more than likely your car will go too. And I said, well, Eric, if that's what you decide, I guess I'll have to get another car. You know, I thought, well, let's minimize this, you know. And so I figured this isn't working, and he was getting more abusive, so I called 911. And because of my hearing aids, I could not complete the call. The call was completed by my daughter. I mean, the phone and hearing aids don't get along. But I went outside and I stayed by those stanchions that they did. In fact, I used one bench for support. And he was over more to the driveway. And it just coincidental at that time, I guess the fire department is some down, you know, we could hear him on the 118. I knew it wasn't you guys because we're still on the telephone, you know. And he said, Ed, they're coming for me. Can you hear them? I said, yes, I hear them there. Well, the son of a bitch, they'll be here pretty soon. And he said, I'm ready for them. And I look, and he has the machete in his hand. I said, Eric, please, don't display that weapon to the officers. I don't know how he responded. He said, well, when they come, they'll see that I'm ready for them. I said, Eric, please, for God's sake. I said, I know what they will do. I said, it's obvious. I mean, they can't approach you, and you're threatening them with the weapon. I said, they can defend themselves, Eric. I don't give it. They'll solve everybody's problems. I mean, his mind was made up. He did. It was a deliberate act on his. He was forcing you people to do what he couldn't do for himself. As I told the other deputy, I feel no animosity toward the officers involved. They did what they had to do, and I feel sorry for them. They have to live with it.
You appreciate that, sir.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry, but for the rest of their lives, they will think about this. It's not something, I witnessed it, my daughter witnessed it. And I've been asked, did he approach? I don't know. When I saw them get out of their car and immediately draw their guns, I focused on them. I said, please, please, please. And the next thing I know, he must have done something because 3 times he said, sir, put the weapon down. Put the knife down. What words to that effect? There were 3 distinct requests. And the next thing I know, 3 shots are fired. And he's on the ground. And since then, it's just been interviews with the fire department and with your department. My daughter witnessed it also from her window in the bed. Or no, she was outside. She was in the doorway, I believe. So neither of us can say that he made an aggressive act, but there wasn't a hell of a lot of difference between him and the officers did not get into the driveway. They parked on the street just a little bit beyond where my steps are.
And he knew they were officers?
Hmm?
And he knew they were officers?
Well, they came up in an unmarked car, which surprised me. I was expecting a marked vehicle. And he said, they're here. And I, where? Well, the doors flew open, and they immediately armed themselves, and they made their requests.
And what did they say?
I think the first one was very polite, sir, please put the weapon down, or the knife, or whatever, however they refer to it. And then after that, it just became, put the, what, I'll say the knife, put the knife down. Then shortly, almost immediately, put the knife down, you know, it was more pronounced, and the next thing you know, three shots. So my back is to Eric, I'm concentrating on saving the police. So what he did, I cannot say, whether he was aggressive, which I imagine he was.
So you didn't see what Eric
did? I did not see his actions. I concentrated on the two armed officers, saving them.
What was, where were you at again? I see where their car is and I see where your front door is. Where were you?
You see the steps going down?
Down to the street.
Well, I think I was leaning on the right-hand side of the right post.
Down by the street?
No, I stayed up on the ground. And he approached me, and my daughter said, leave Dad alone. That's before you guys got here. He said, why? He said, you're only upsetting him. He has enough trouble now. And so he walked over, and that's when he came out with the knife. He said, I'll solve everybody's trouble.
Where did he come out of with the knife?
Out of the garage.
Out of your garage right here?
Yeah, the door was open.
And have you seen that knife before?
Oh, yes. Somebody gave it to him.
It was his knife?
Yeah, it was his. He's had it for years. I mean, I don't know what they found in
the bamboo.
Okay, we'll talk to you. We'll get your statement.
Oh.
So, you heard three shots?
Huh?
You heard three shots?
Three shots.
Okay. And
I think one officer, well, naturally one officer, stupid statement. Yes, of course, one of them fired.
Did you see both officers fire?
One was like on the right using the door for protection.
Let's say drivers, passengers. That way
okay, the passenger officer, he fired and the other officer, which was more to the rear of the car, on the driver's side, he fired also.
Yeah, so they both fired?
They both fired, almost simultaneously.
And you saw them both fire, or you...
Oh, well, I heard a pop, 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 like that. They were very rapid succession. Uh-huh. So,
okay. And how close was Eric to the car?
I have no idea. As I say, I was focusing on...
Okay. Did you see where the car's at right now?
Yeah, well, he...
Did the car move after the shooting?
I beg your pardon?
Did the car move after the shooting?
I don't know.
Okay. Did you see where Eric is lying right now?
Yes,
okay, is that where he was shot at, or did he move after the shots were fired?
I believe that's very close to where he was.
Okay.
But I said, call it tunnel vision. I just...
And that's it. That's absolutely normal. That's absolutely
okay,
normal.
Okay. I was only concerned about...
And that's fine. We only want you to tell us what you know. We don't want to ask you to tell us something that you don't speak.
No, I'm not
going to
make up anything. I'm not going to defend him.
Okay.
He had his mind up to this. He wanted you to. I'm sorry that he put those officers in that position.
Okay.
Do what the hell he wouldn't do himself.
Mr. Strasser, I have one quick question. When the deputies arrived in the unmarked car, you said they armed themselves. Was there any doubt in your mind that they were police officers, they were deputy sheriffs?
No, I knew immediately that, the 9mm, the unmarked car. I mean, I have a little, 40-some years ago, I was a cop for years, so I don't know, they're just certain instincts, you know.
Was it obvious they were the police?
It was very obvious that they were officers,
okay.
Even though they were in civilian clothing. Well, that's what fooled me, because he said, there they are. And I'm looking at, what the hell, this is just... it's an undercover car. I didn't, until they got out, I don't know if they were displaying badges, that wasn't important. I only focused on the guns.
Do you know how far he was, approximately how many feet he was from them? Do you recall that, or did you see that?
I have no idea. As I say, from the moment they arrived, I never took my eyes off them.
Okay.
Nothing else existed, but...
But where the car's parked is where it was.
I assume it was parked just a little bit beyond. Okay. I haven't been out since it happened.
Okay. Well, and then where Eric is lying, where you saw him lying, where he went down, that's pretty much where he was.
He might have been just a little bit closer, and the impact might have sent him back. I don't know.
Okay.
But and they asked if I would please leave the scene.
Did you see any other officers around besides the officers that were in that car?
At
that time?
I think there was one of your marked cars was approaching almost simultaneously to the, because he came up and he blocked off the intersection. But he came up and I saw him swing, you know. But it was almost like they had happened simultaneously. I caught the outside, out of my side vision, my peripheral vision, that there was another car approaching. That was a marked vehicle.
Okay.
But by then, they were firing at the time. I don't think the other officers even got their car parked. They were just arriving on the scene when it happened.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right. And the officers who were in the unmarked car, do you know what they look like?
Well, they were both male Caucasians, well-dressed. To me, average height, that's, you know.
Okay. Okay. And now, even though I saw it just now, I don't recall exactly how your sidewalk is laid out. The stairs, I know, go down to the street.
Yeah.
We walk out the door, and then it starts to decline. Were you up here door level, or were you down
the stairs? I was at the top of the stairs, and I was using that upright. I was leaning at that time. I was leaning on it because,
and that's
as they say, I was short of breath again. So.
That's the same level we're at right now, then, basically.
Yeah. Yes. And then it starts to sit.
And it goes down to the street level, and then goes. Okay, so you were up here looking down across your yard.
The stairs weren't involved on it.
Okay. Never went down the stairs.
No, he was to the left. He used the driveway goes directly into the garage, naturally.
Okay.
And the sidewalk connects with the driveway, so.
Okay.
But he was out. He approached me at one time, and my daughter told him to leave.
You say he approached you. What do you mean?
He came over, and he wanted to, I don't know. And I said, Eric, I've already called 911.
He wanted to hurt you, or he?
No. Just I don't know what was going on through his mind.
Mm-hmm.
I said, Eric, please. Leave Dad alone. He's had enough troubles now. Just let him be. And then almost simultaneously, we picked up the sirens, and that started him off. And then he walked away from me.
We need somebody up here to move you.
There he did.
Okay.
When he walked away from me, he was. Well, it wasn't then, because it was a fire truck, probably, the distinctive warning. And it was,
okay.
But, and then, I kept looking and looking. I knew you're not going to come up here, red light and siren, you know, I thought. And I'm waiting, and then all of a sudden he said, they're here. I did not pay attention to that big line. I don't know, I was looking for... I had in my mind you were going to come up in a marked vehicle, right?
But he knew it was the police. You said, obviously.
Well, immediately, before they even got out of the car, he said, they're here. And when I focused on the car, that's when they were getting out, and they were drawing their weapons.
Okay.
But he recognized, for some reason or other, he...
Now, there was some mention to us about him possibly having a gun at one point today. Did you see him with a gun today?
That was... So the 911 operator would hear it. No. Years ago,
you said no. Are you talking about no? You never saw him with a gun today?
No, he doesn't have a gun. 4 years ago, all the guns were confiscated.
Okay.
Yeah. And there's still
the 72-hour hold that time.
That's when he went on 72-hour hold.
That's when they took the gun.
Right. Well, he told them where the one gun was that he was carrying. The deputy asked if there were other guns in the house. He told them exactly where they were located. So every weapon that was in the house.
So you have no weapon, no guns in here?
No, there are no
and
guns in
today, this. Today he never had a gun?
No.
So if on the 911 call, if somebody said he had a gun?
That was him. He was screaming it.
Oh, he was screaming.
Talk, as I said, I had to give up the phone. Well, be sure and tell her I got a goddamn gun.
Oh, so he's saying that.
Oh, yes, he was provoking it. And I, you know, and I was hoping that the... when I got out there, I saw that he had the knife, and I informed the operator to tell the officers he's arming himself. Well, before she could get that message across, they were here.
Okay.
I wanted to warn you in advance.
About the knife. Okay.
Go right ahead. No, don't be. Thank you.
Okay. What were the living arrangements here?
living arrangement?
His living arrangement specifically.
Eric has been with me, as I said, since 2005. He had been living in the middle bedroom when his mother died and moved to the back bedroom.
When was that?
His mother died 3 years ago, in April. Probably before years this April. But then we had one of our many confrontations, and it got so... I won't repeat it, but I mean, it was remarks that were made against his sister, and so, and she's here helping.
He threatened her?
I know. It's very, very disparaging remarks.
Okay.
Not threats, just in reference to her character and
okay.
so forth. I mean, he included her, I'll just give you a brief. I have a few female friends that are younger than that. We're good. Great. A guy my age, we're nothing but friends. And they come around, they need a favor, I do them a favor, but I'm repaid. Well, he said, I'm tired of your whores using you. And somehow she got included in it. But he added that hers was a little bit worse. And that was his favorite sister. She practically raised him. I mean, they were that close, but then he would turn on her. I mean, that was, again, an indication to us. That he's not
okay. So he lived in the trailer that's in the driveway,
yeah.
the fifth wall?
Yep.
And how long had he lived in that?
Well, I just renewed the registration for him. Oh, Grammy's 6-8 months.
Okay, 6 or 8 months.
At least. I can't remember when I threw him up.
He lived in that trailer, but it sounds like he had free reign to your house.
Yeah, he came in and he ate. As I say, I provided everything for him, so...
So he did have free reign. He could come and go in the house.
Oh, the door is never locked.
Okay. What about...
With four dogs, I don't need it.
How many brothers and sisters does he have? You said that's his favorite sister.
He has another sister, and he has another brother.
Okay, so other brother. Who's the other brother? What's his name? And same last name?
Same last name, yeah. All my children, other than...
Where's...
Las Vegas, probably out of his truck, because he and his intended aren't getting along. He's an over-the-road truck driver, so. See?
Do you have a...
That's what he...
Do you have a phone number for, Okay, and who's another sibling?
That would mean my daughter.
Her name?
One of these modern females, you know.
What's her phone number? Where does she live at? What city?
She lives in Hanover Township, Pennsylvania.
Hanford?
Hanover.
Oh, Hanover.
Hanover Township, Pennsylvania.
Okay, and her phone number?
Whatever the hell the phone wants, I'll do it. No, no. Excuse me. My hands are too big for the phone. I mess it up more times than not.
You're telling me. I have a same problem.
I mean, I get things I don't want. Let's see. that was the right part of my hair. No, not my daughter. Let's see. Come on, give me a number here. Give me a number. Oh. Okay, I don't know. I got it screwed up on here, so.
Okay. We'll get it. So you got those two, and then there were, you have four children?
Yeah. Okay, two girls and a boy now.
Two sons and two daughters, okay. Well, and let me get your information. I never asked you when I started talking to you.
Okay. I'll get it from you later, or I'll get it from you.
Perfect, thank you. What's your birthday?
What's that?
What's your birthday? And you live here at this address? What's your cell phone number there? Do you have a residence phone number, or do you say...
this is all I
That's all you have. Most people do that nowadays, it seems like.
No, okay. Solicitors that way.
Hey, do you have anything to ask, Dan?
No, sir.
Okay. Once again, I'm really sorry for your loss, and I'm sorry
it came to this officer, and as I say, there's no doubt in my mind what he did, he intended to.
Okay.
And please offer my condolences to the officers that did what they had to do.
We will. And we appreciate your understanding. What happened to your arm, if you don't mind me asking?
I developed an irregular heartbeat, and I passed out, and I broke my arm.
Oh, you passed out and fell down, okay. Now, if at any time you need medical help or something while we're here, because we're going to be in this, in your outside and everything for quite a while, will you please bring it to our attention, and we'll get you medical aid. Okay?
I'm taking medication. I was supposed to go... I just got out of the hospital recently, and I'm following up with all my doctors, and, I canceled that call.
Okay. If you need anything at all, summon one of us. We're all going to be outside.
I appreciate it.
If you
detective.
Anything at all, medical help, or
if you
need something you don't have, or whatever. Okay?
You guys have treated this in very professional, very sympathetic manner.
I'm sorry you're going through
what
you are.
I'm sorry that it had to be this way.
Okay.
I really am. Yeah. And as I say, I know this is being recorded. I know you're going to have investigation, and I will say for anybody that wants to hear it, he provoked what happened.
Okay.
It was not, the officers had no choice. He provoked them. He wanted them to do what they did.
Okay. Well,
so what's the common term? Suicide by cop? Well, that's what you have.
If you need anything at all,
thank
summon
you very
one
much.
Stuff,
I appreciate your.
I have one more question, sir. As far as the trailer is concerned, who owns the trailer?
He does.
Okay. Does anyone else live in the trailer?
Just him.
Okay.
So the trailer says?
The trailer, a friend gave it to him, and then. We registered in the license under his name.
Okay. Did he have a car or something also?
He lost his license years ago to a DUI.
So none of these cars are his? He doesn't drive?
The black car belongs to... The gray one is mine.
Okay. So he has no cars, that's all he has is the trailer here.
Right, his motorcycle, he blew the engine.
Does he have a computer?
Yeah.
Is it in his trailer?
It's in... You go down a hall and turn to the right. When you go talk to that's the computer. He has access to it, but he used it very infrequently.
Okay. Does he have property inside this house? Does Eric have property inside this house?
Oh, you go to all the tools in the garage. He used to be a carpenter.
What about in the house here, in his old room or anything? Do you still have stuff in there?
probably some clothing and things like that, but then...
Okay. Okay, well, you need anything, you please let us know.
Thank you,
okay?
I appreciate it.
Thanks.
Gotta go do my... make my phone call.
You,
thanks, guys.
Okay. We'll be outside.